and that government base, we've seen this before, that 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the line begins with the words Amar Abuna Amar Rav. Abuna is the Talmud of Rav, who's close to the name of Rebbe. Beitza, Imi, Tiyasa, and Yizmurah. When the Beitza comes out from the hand's body, it is considered complete. And we don't know exactly what he's driving at. He once mentioned that Rav had 10 milas of Chassidusa. He was married 10 different milas. It's a milas of Chassidusa to Rav. He should have been a list of the 10 milas of Chassidusa. The one was that he didn't look chutz to Zahram, the one was that he always was filling all day long. And one of them was, he never said Bicha de Teva. Many other tzaddik, most of them didn't speak Bicha de Teva. But when it came to talk and learning, and talk to Arichet, they explained their opinion about Arichet. Rav had an opinion that the Chavit Chaim, in fact, has a long Arichet about that one of his books. He writes that, when my Chavit Chaim, I do tell the Shtusa, that the best thing for the group, for the body is Shtusa, but the look here, it's best to talk and learn about Arichet, his name. Not to be the shi'it. Now Rav had a position policy. Even in learning, he would say the kids in the a lot of times Rav made a statement and they weren't exactly sure what he was driving at. Here is also Saram in a strange statement. And Rav says, when the data comes out from the hand's body, then it's considered complete. The Gemara says, what is he driving at? Magi Nitzyas and Nitzyas. What does he mean that it's considered complete? He, laying this, you should say Nitzyas and Nitzyas himself after the Cholai. Only the egg is only considered complete. In other words, part of it. When it comes out in the hand's body. Called the made emo, called my that it's still inside the hand, but still fleshy. Asuni off the chalma, I'm not allowed to eat it with milk, because it's also the chalma, it's taking all the hatanya, it's in the favor, it's not so. Just be going to eat it. It says in the drive, the sheikh, at the time of Rehla, the sheikh, the hand, the muray, and you find it inside complete the edge, because it's off the chalma. The three different sheets of the other day, we mentioned briefly last week, what do you mean? Beis and Gemurah, that they're part of it. Are they part of it when the yoke is completed, or do you have to adopt the yoke with the white also completed, or do you have to adopt the shell? There's one opinion in the Gemara that even if you have the shell that's not enough, you have to adopt it that it's no longer Gemurah, it is completely detached. But that sheet is not acceptable. But the other three sheets are quoted, the big shell. So the Gemara says, because it cannot be that Rav is referring to him because Bas Vachola, that the base is only considered complete when it comes out from the body. The Gemara says, well, that must be a different thing. If he's got the Islam territory off with his answers, what does that mean? Hod, he means to say like this, Hod, in the Imam, if you shech the hand, and inside the hand you have, shech the hand on the answers, inside the hand you find the base, then absolutely off the answers, then you're not allowed to eat those eggs on the answers, because just like a base that was Nova, on Yom Tov, I say that the Yashmol Gongolo, it was completed yesterday, and if yesterday would be a Shabbat next day, the Yashmol has to go Shabbat. So that's a violation of Hachonah de Rabbe, and Allah to use it, you have an improper Hachonah.
When is the
because you can't go further. It is a suggestion. Should I say that Rav is referring to such a case? That just like if the hand was laying egg, and you have 2 days Shabbat next to the Yantus, and it's no longer second day, but that egg would be after it would be big merit yesterday because you had an improper Hachonah to go through, even if your hand didn't lay the egg. And you check the hand on the Yantus and you find the egg, and you try all over, but you can see that you would have been born today. The hand would have laid the egg today, if not for the fact that I heard quickly enough yesterday. But also, this egg was with no yesterday. Right, but it was in some book, the even, no, the suggestion now that maybe, even maybe, even while I still have it also. If I, it would have been also, would have been also because of my father, the lava, right, if it was with my yesterday. Means if it's mold on Erev Yantar, it is Yantar. Right, mold yesterday before Yantar begins, then I admire. But if it wasn't mold yesterday, even though it wasn't mold today either. Even though today on Yantar, it wasn't mold either. I checked the hand, and I found the eggs inside the body of the hand, and it was still the Yantar. So the Gemara says there cannot be. But what time we had it there, we should write to I said, I'm going to tell you, most of the main thing was, you found yourself on the Yantar, is that true? The Gemara tries again to reconstruct his shot. The Gemara says it's wrong. Hello, skip to the second line from the bottom of the dot. pointed that shot as well. And Lord, maybe the shot is like this. And if the other nigmaro means only if the hand lays the egg, then the gadella said correctly, such an egg can hatch a chick. But the me'ima, the chef, the hand, and you find the basin inside the body, even the gadella said correctly, such egg will never be able to hatch. You can have the hand sit on the legs and take it over here, put it in an incubator, it's not going to hatch chick. The Rav is telling us that it's back in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, is it true? Not true, I don't know. How late in the morning? The Gemara suggested maybe that's what it means. The Gemara extremely asked, if that's what it means, then why is Rav telling us a biological fact? What's the Nayaf mean? The Gemara said maybe it's an Afkimina Ledin in the following case. Afkimina, the Mekah of Memka, for a purchase, for a business deal, what? What if I sell you a tape recorder and it doesn't work? It doesn't work, it's broken. I sell you a car and it doesn't work, it's broken. I say that tomorrow, it's meeting all the tapes. It's meeting here tomorrow. So the next time, it's no good. It's no good. But what if a person says he wants to buy an egg because he wants to hatch chicks? And the wife guy sold him an egg, says it's never fertilized. It's never going to hatch a chick from today till next year. It's not going to hatch a chick. But he sold him an egg that was fertilized by a rooster. But it was removed. It was taken out from the hand. The hand never laid this egg. I shafted the hand and then I removed the egg without the hand laying the egg. So the Gemara now is working on this biological assumption that the fact saw that such an egg will not develop to become a chick. But Rav had to tell you this biological fact. This is what Rav is driving at. And if the fact is true, after being in the Mecca Hamecha, that's called the Mecca Chor. That what? Yehudi Amalahu, a man once came to the shop and he said, they are the top of the man who has eggs that were laid by a hand that was screaming. Popping and screaming. He wanted to buy an egg that was laid by a hand that was screaming. In other words, a live hand. He doesn't want an egg, that's his way of saying. He wants an egg that came from a live hand and not from a gishakana. So the wise guy thought he could solve him, Yabu Lay, they are the shooter. They sold him an egg, they came out from a gishot in a hand that the hand never really made while it was alive. And then later on, he came for a dinner, also the time made Rabbani, and the one who bought the egg said he wants all of his money back. Omalu, the Rabbani, he thought the Mecca first, too, the whole time. He thought he made the Mecca first, and he gave back his money, he gave back the egg. Maybe that's what Rav is telling us. The biological fact is that it won't grow, it won't be able to hatch into a chick. Let's think about Shisha. What is the chiddush of this interior over here? We have to record it. So if you tell me what the fact, if you tell me the fact, that's not a pita. We're not even sure that it's true. But on the assumption that it's true, so the interior is a double question. So why do we have to record this story? That once they take us interior, and Rabbani taught me that the Mecca first. Don't give him our name. It's not such a sheep. The Mao is the same, or one might have thought, I love you because one of really the fellow who wanted to buy the egg, really wanted to eat it. He wasn't interested in hatching chicks. But I become a de facto, or maybe the reason why he insisted on buying eggs that was laid by a live hand, he shouldn't be Tarifa. Because, what is Tarifa? Because it's bigger. Because it's more complete and it's more, the egg is going to be going to be bigger. So I would have thought, Anachanami, that there is a Zintayra, and that he has a Shtifa Paina, the customer who bought the egg has a Paina. But let's say if he bought it, doesn't make a dollar, and he thought they were going to be fatter eggs, and it turns out that they were slightly smaller eggs, because they weren't completely fully developed, so you have to give back a dollar. But those eggs that were removed from the hand, after the hand was shocked, and the hand didn't even lay the egg, instead of being worth a dollar, it should be worth 90 cents. My not to me there, would have told me we can win the Zintayra, the Mason, the Dane, the Dane. You should only win back the difference from the merchant between these kind of eggs and those kind of eggs. Win back from them. So my Shomar Rafami tells me no. If the customer says in advance that he wants to stay as a property and he wants eggs that were laid by a large hand, what he probably meant was, if he's tied his way around, if that's what he meant, that he wanted eggs that are going to hatch to develop chicks, that it's a metric first for them. And he has to, he can ask for all the money back and give back to the egg. He can ask everything.
Even though he wants to develop a seed?
No. So from the Gemara you see that that's the din. Let's say if I wanted a dozen eggs to eat, I say give me a dozen large size eggs, and it turns out that they're medium size. I want a large jumbo, a dozen jumbo extra large size, and give me just a large, instead of extra large. So you don't say that that's an extra source, that I get all of my money back. It depends whether I need the jumbo extra. If I want to change the eggs or something, whatever, what business am I in? If I just want to make an egg, I want to shop eggs, and I want the jumbo eggs, I'm going to have more volume. And it turned out that they gave me more of a size than I wanted. Then his mother says it's not a mix of soy to a genre. They're entitled to get a different genre. But let's say if I want the jumbo eggs because I'm making, I want hot dogs, make some kind of a fancy salad with big, chunky eggs. I need bigger eggs, and smaller eggs don't fill my purpose at all. That's the next question, right? There is a din in the Gemara Kiddushin, beginning with the second class of Kiddushin, based on the mission in the middle of Balabashi. There are two din, whenever someone cheats somebody else's business, there are two din, there's a din of Mecca Torah, and there's a din of Noah. The din of Noah is, let's say I sell you a dozen eggs for $3. You don't know, the seller comes, he doesn't know how many eggs. So really, for us, $1, and they charge you $3. So that's one din of Noah. So then the Mishnah says, and doesn't it see it, the whole parish has done. What is it? It depends how much you overcharge it. You overcharge it less than a skip, less than a skip. But then it's material. He has no right to force the other seller to give him to reimburse. If he charges him, if he overcharges him 1/6, shoots more, then he's entitled to demand that how much he was treated, but he cannot insist that he wants to back out from the whole year. If he charges him, if he overcharges him, less than a skip, more than a skip, he still goes out and he says it. And if he said it says, well, suddenly you should stop eating, now I cheat someone else and do this. And then the Gemara Darshan, he seems to mean that I'm a Sefer, I'll call him the Alam, the Sefer, I'll call him the Shifa Nisa. So it says, the Darshan, La Nisa, is the Lola Akim. I'm not going to make him negative. I'm not going to make him. There's no Nisa. La Nisa, the Lola Hegish. Hegish, you're allowed to cheat Hegish, but you want to do the Hegish, not allowed to cheat Hegish. We have a din that so we have, let's say, Maitre Shemin. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael, for the Mappers, for the Zerda, Maitre Shemin. Maitre Shemin has to be poison. But normally, this man should be Hamid, the Shalei Kalim, what do you do with the Maitre Shemin? Either you take the prayers and you eat them in the Shalei, you dish it in the Hara. Or we learn today that this man is there, you can't eat the Maitre Shemin in the Shalei, because we are coming in, the prayers are usually coming in. There's no Mitzvah, so there are three reasons why you can't eat the Maitre Shemin. The man is there, so you pray with the Maitre Shemin after Mami. So again, this man, I'm just going to say about the money. You take the money to Yerushalayim, and you buy food, buckle by son of Bayayim, by Shech, and eat. That's the teacher to have. His man says you can't do that either. So you put on the money, you have to destroy the money. Make sure that no one will use it, no one will buy any food, you use the money, put from it. The bill puts to Yerushalayim. So when you put there, answer the money, how much money do you have to use? And then you have to load the money. You have to think how much the money is sharing with yours. Plus, coach. It's supposed to be the end of the whole country. You need to share it. On my girl, she said, well, she said, Kurdish Hashem, and then it says, you have to be Kurdish, you might be shaming the Kurdish. Then it says, and you're Kurdish, you're all might be shaming, you have to be Mighty Kurdish. It doesn't mean Kurdish, 20% more, it's 25% more. As if my shaming is worth $100, you have to give $125 instead of $100. That's the thing, whenever the person himself is Kurdish, if I have to pay you, you're Kurdish, my might be shaming, or my method of I, then you only give the $100. If I myself am further, if the buyer is further, then you have to be more than further.
So you talk about this, and
you have to be more than 25% more? It's not that this, because then we can take all of that cash, and take it to Yerushalayim, and tie it up to the paper. Yeah, and buy two.
And it's simple. Why do you have this? Why do you have 25%?
That's the thing you say. If the buyer is further, then the question says it's going to say that if he's going to be fighting himself, he's going to cheat. So we insist that he should add on Chaymesh in order to make sure that
he...
No, the same the next to him to go to Yerushalayim to eat so much food. He'd rather have the oil already in Yerushalayim and leave. He doesn't want to stay for Shavuot. There's only one day in Eretz Yisrael. So how he doesn't wait to stay in Yerushalayim for so long. He's not there, the young people come back for so long. The prophet, so he's not going to have such a homing and doesn't have such a big family. He's not going to spend so much money there. Allah says no, to make sure that he doesn't cheat. That's a difficult reason though, because the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that when you play the Maitre Shemin, you have to have a dozen of three, which says how much it's worth. It's not about you playing it off. So he means I can beat the dozen against all of my three friends. I'll get my relatives to make it. That's good, but whatever it is. Yeah. So the Gemara says, when you pray, the Chumash says, when you pray the Ma'ariv Shein, you have to give Karen, you have to give the Hagi Baal, whatever much is worth, and you have to be Mosin Chumash. So the Gemara says, what if the Yedder, she didn't have Yish, what if the Yedder, Ma'ariv Shein, and what if I, has the din of Kodesh. The Gemara has a Ma'ariv Shein, that the Ma'ariv Shein is Mom of Ola, or Mom of Hegelos. So usually whenever there's a Ma'ariv Shein, you don't talk to like Rav Meir. The Meir of Yudah wants to be, whenever a Meir argues with anybody, we usually don't pass on from there. It's too short. And Talmidim couldn't follow exactly what he was saying about Halacha. So we had very few Talmidim in the Yeshiva. Of course, the Meir and the next generation, they took the book, had a pasuk, so there were very few Talmidim who held like that Meir. So it's a thing we usually neglect. It's one of the few exceptions to the rule. And one of the end of the second type of tradition says that regarding the status of Ma'ariv Shein, the dispute between a mayor of Yudah is only to be passed in the favor of Rav Meir. And Ma'ariv Shein is Mamo Gavoya and it's not Mamo Hegel. So therefore, since it's Mamo Gavoya, it's considered into the Tendish, so we apply the rule of Hegdish, namely Shmuel has it in a Hegdish, based on this topic. The Chisim Kirvin Kolam Yisecho, Al-Kolam Yalim Yisecho, whenever you make a business deal with Am Yisecho, with your friends, you're not allowed to cheat the other person, because it's more only Lam Yisecho, but La Hegdish not. So if you see in Hegdish, there is no dinim of a law. So the Gemara says, therefore, that the Yedder, if you'll be putting your Ma'ariv Shein on a penny, on a shuta, it would be good to get. So the Gemara says, well, Hachila, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to cheat Hegdish, you're not allowed to cheat Ma'ariv Shein. Only this man is there, it's even permissible of a Hachila. Because what if the Ma'ariv Shein is not going to lose anything anyway? What are you going to do with the Ma'ariv Shein? You put the Ma'ariv Shein on the money, then you destroy the money. So Hegdish is good. Ma'ariv Shein is going to be happier if you burn $125 as opposed to burning $1. So the Gemara says in the end of Erechim that the man is there, there is no Isha Lachatzila at all to cheat Hegdish. You even committed Lachatzila to cheat. And to be played a Hegdish on a Kuta. Hegdish worth $100, to be played on a Kuta, it's usually only good for the end of Lachatzila, not allowed. This is Shalom. What does it mean? The Pesach says Lam Yisecho. The laws of Aino only apply Lam Yisecho. It doesn't apply to Hegdish, doesn't apply to Akut. What do you mean it doesn't apply to Hegdish? The Heg Lachatzila, Damnus and Hegdish, that doesn't mean that. If you cheat in Hegdish, there's no penalty of a law. It's the same thing by Nochri. That's how the Rashash points out on Hegdish Mori in Chorus, the beginning of the second Pharisee, after Gimel. Rosh Hashanah Mori Bam is therefore after Machzir or no. He after Machzir or no la Akum. It doesn't say la Misecha, he after Ma'ane, after la Akum Mutalan. It doesn't say that. It says in Gimel, after Machzir or no, the penalty of Hazorah or no, only applies to Amisecha, the another Yisrael doesn't apply to Achim, and doesn't apply to Hegdish. The same is true regarding Karka. Gemara says, the Chisim Kenin from Amisecha, I'll call him Miyad Amisecha. Miyad means Rav Amis and Miyad Yad. I'll tell you, I'll say so, I'll tell you, 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 so then there's no dinner by law. So the Rachayim HaKadosh HaKumash here, on this fashion. What are you talking there's no dinner by law? The Pasuk says, you should chesh on how many years it is, calculate how many years you have till Yogel. The Mitzvah Shalom HaKayyada Yimtinkola, in order not to cheat him. So the prophet is talking about Karaka. He's selling Karaka. Same thing as the Dinah Vayimua by Karaka. Hakan HaKacham Zarishim for the prophet, the Yad HaMitzvah HaDob HaMitzvah Miyam Yad, that there's no Dinah Vayimua by Karaka, that's connected with the conclusion of the prophet. But the Ramban on Chumash writes, and then Chafina has a whole essay on that, this is the marker for the remnant of the din that the Chachamim developed in Mishnah, is that there are two parts to the din of Aino. There's the Nisur Aino, and then there's the Knas of Aino. Nisur Aino stays the Beish. No son of Yishupan Nisur. The penalty of Aino, that if you cheated him, you should. You have to give back, you have to reimburse the amount that the cheater, if you cheated yes, then you should. Then he has the right to back out from the whole deal, give you back the whole VX, and that's all of the money back. That doesn't say in the Chumash at all. That says in the Mishnah. How in the world does it come out that in the Chumash? So the Ramban Chumash says it's good. Because you have a miyut on Hegdish, and you have a miyut on Nochri, and you have a miyut on Karka. What do you mean in marriage? That it's mutas to cheat Hegdish. It's mutas to cheat on Nochri, and it's mutas to cheat on Karka. It says no foolish in the project of Tosser to cheat on Karka. It says no foolish in the Mazda of Tosser to cheat Hegdish. It's only this man I said that Hegdish is not going to lose anyway, then there's no reason. So Mazdina Ramban writes that the Chachamim saw that this is the miyut on the penalty. Shmanu know that there's a second part to Anor Anoinish, that if you cheated him, we penalize you, how much? If you cheated Shtus, you have to reimburse him the difference, if anything. If you cheated more than Shtus, you have the option to back down. And these penalties don't apply if it's the head of Shaku. No? Okay. Whatever we call it. And he charged them 5 times as much as he was worth. And then he went up and took the boat, and before he got to pay the money, he realized that he was cheated. And he said, he's not going to pay, it's ridiculous. So much money, 5 times money, not going to pay. So he was the wise guy, he said, let's go to the interior. So the Nachri said, I'll go to any interior in the world. What crazy rabbi is going to think that I have to pay 5 times? So he went to the interior. And the crazy rabbi is off. There is no dealer by law to a lot of them. Nothing increases the tone of the country club. Nothing has to pay money. And of course, it's really bloody murder. It's ridiculous. So we, this is, they should send the shadow to the mother of the check and must be something wrong. So we have the mission of bank. So he wrote mission of bank with the same time as a plumber again. Yeah, no, he's in 38. He wrote the sugar that the dirty lady is safe. That the stuff was wrong. That the dinner, they might well rock on you, but to the end, there's no penalty. If the Nachri would have already paid, then he'd go to his interior. The Nachri says, I want all that extra money back, because then he wouldn't force the Yisrael to reimburse the money. But the Hashiva, to make him pay the Hashiva? What are you talking about? Of course there's an Abeira by Noah, connected to Nachri. Of course there's an issue. The same as in our Shashar. The Nachri's washing all the years. Akumi at the master in law. We couldn't pay back the law to the Akuma. The person was an issue. So he says that the person that was forcing to pay the money would be in violation of the Israel by law. They're cheating the Nachri. That's the Moshe tried to cheat, but he didn't get away with it. The Nachri didn't let him. Now the person was forcing the Nachri to pay, so the person was in violation of the Israel. Well, it's actually what is a different part. Come on, Brother Kama has a continuing with it. So the Gemara has a dinner by law. So the dinner by law is taken in the Shnayas in Baba Basra. Now, if I've seen a fly, if I charge too much, so let's say it's a custom of paying too little. So sometimes you have, let's say, sometimes a person has a lot of old sperm that he got to use and doesn't know how much they were, and then they have people in the line who know that these are very, very valuable additions, and they pay very little, and they get these things in at the. If you want to sell it, you know how much they're worth. You never sell it to the public. That's also dinner by law. Dinner by law goes both on America and on the market. America is not permitted to charge too much. And again, not about a... They know the people in the business all work with the assumption of the mission that says, hey, I know this part. Let's say there are certain from the Washington Heights, they sell for much more. On the east side, they sell for less. In Atlanta, they sell right for less, depending on the community. So it depends where you bought it. Both of them open, both of if you bought it, let's say, in Montreal, it's going to cost more than New York City, so New York get more customers. So they sell it so much, down in California. So it depends, both of them up, both of them up, both of them up. Later, you bought it.
Or that's
just normal. Sure, the same thing. Yeah, for sure. The like that, everything then? There's no standard that you can't have a But there's a wide range in how much they charge in their market that you can't have it in everybody knows.
So what was it out of the step market? I made one sale and it was $500. This one was
worth $500. Buy this in another store for so much money, you charge much more. The gun rate is much less. You charge more. The gun rate is much more. You have a Mona Lisa.
Right.
There's only one. There's no market price.
So then you all hope that they're in the store and they're all different ones.
Jewelry.
Yes.
So what? Okay. If there's a market price. If there's a market price, then there's a dinner by lunch. Sure. There's also dinner by lunch. You only the Rambam just say, in the name of the guy. The Rambam quotes that there's no dinner, the Yevid is no dinner by law by Karka. I sell real estate and I charge way more than it's really worth. And the seller fooled me, they want to order it. They say, I'm less than it's really worth. But the Yevid is no dinner by law by Karka. So the Rambam distinguishes in the name of the grain between a poel as opposed to a tablo. If the person does a job and it gets paid by the hour, then it has a status, and that's called a poel. And if the person gets paid by the job, let's say the surgeon, he doesn't charge according to how long the operation takes. Charges, whatever, $5,000 an operation. But it takes 1 hour, it takes 5 hours. So he may determine his fee according to how long it normally takes. But if the client says the job, he doesn't charge according to the time, according to how many hours he spends, according to how many days, that's called a tablon as opposed to a poll. So the Gemara has various differences in the law between a tablon and a poll. The Gemara has got another distinction with respect to a law. That if the person is a poet and they pay for the time, that's in a certain sense like an edit. But in a certain sense, he's a little bit an edit to the one for whom he's doing the work. So I wasn't hooked to the karka. An edit has the same status as karka. So just like there's no dinner by law, by karka, there's no dinner by law for the edit. And I like sheep and I feel it, but the edit, one to cheat, there's no punishment, there's no penalty, there's no class of the law by karka or by poet. But by Kaplan, the Ramana says there would be a dinner by law. So let's say a surgeon that gets paid by the job, doesn't get paid by the hour, but there the Ramana says there would be a dinner by law. That's how we start from the Shulchan Aruch. It's just an opinion. That's how we start from the Shulchan Aruch like that Ramana. Because it's been a problem.
Well,
how does
it
see it? Well, if it gets paid by the day or by the hour, then you have the status of a poet. And a poet on the Ramamite would be okay.
What was the case?
So let's say the boss fooled the worker. He said, my boss engaged me, he said, he's going to pay me the same as he pays the highest deadly in the shooting. And he pays me $10,000 a year. At the end of 20 years, I find out that he's been shooting me all along and no one gets such a low salary. All right, tell him, I want to get paid the same as a regular Rebbe in Chaim Levin. That's $150,000. He doesn't know. And it comes out, at the end of 5 years, it comes out that I've been cheating it. There's no revenue coming in, that's $150,000 a year. So would there be a din of law or not? If the wife was engaging me to finish a parish or to finish an assistant, and whether I finish it in 1 week or I finish it in a year, I can pay the same amount of money. But then I have a kaplan. So then whenever there's a kaplan, so whenever you have a status of a kaplan, so the Raman says, there would be a din of law. But I get paid the same shear, whether I finish 1 plot, 50 plot, 100 plot, I have to say shear every day at this time, and then Manayel tells me what time you have to say the shear, what time you have to do in-based medicine, so on. I get paid by the hour. So the person gets paid by the hour, then that's the status of a polo. And polo is zero to Ebed, because it's the sugar, those hours, the sugar to this month. So Ebed is sugar, sugar carpet, and so the carpet is nothing that I know. And by renting also. By renting also, the Gemara says, is there a dinner by law or not? If you rent real estate and they charge way too much and you pay way too little, there should have been a dinner by law, but it's cars and it's not. What if I rent a car, rent a tuxedo, I rent flowers for a wedding or whatever, I rent something? But the thing that I rented is a compliment, so then there would be a dinner by law. What happens, let's say, if I rent a taxi cab driver, if I'm more close to dinner, let's say, the person is the person getting paid by the time, and I'm renting his automobile also. So the person gets saved by the time, the Nishino Ke'eved, that Karka, there's no dinner going on, but in order to deal with that, you also, the work is done and the work that has to talk to them. So the Chelet says, and I'm saying, this is the Hochel, Havamsa. So then there are also, you have to go ready and figure out what percentage is being paid for the rental of the horse in the tubby, what percentage is being paid for the poem. The percentage that's being paid for the poem, then I know the Kankot, because the poem is in the Ke'eved. And then it's going to be the dentist that's been paid for the rental of the horse and the bun, which is Southland, so that it would be a bit of a no. Right.
What
do you mean, I can't just say, you might just find that you need to know that. It's a special dinner distribution, you might have to get
a cacao store.
Special thing, if the caller saw that the person is giving her such a valuable ring, it's worth so much, and she's agreeing to get married, then it turns out that it's really worth much less than she thought. It's more so that the condition is not come. So that's what the Tom says, and then he did, not that the Tomish was gone, not that the Tomish is okay, or with the precious gems, because you can make a tremendous error. Let the caller know how she's worth. She picked it up. But the father is dying, so she knows how to do it. We used to have endured. So when certain families would intermarry with each other, they were supposed to be in the diamond business, but then the fathers would look over and they would see what the ring is worth. So then they practiced with the open accounting after a diamond. There wasn't a problem of a lack of the income. They knew they would shut up on the spot. It was that you shut up if you make a shumer in advance, then the condition was good even with a diamond. But if you didn't shut it up, if you didn't make a shumer in advance, and the Kala made a tremendous mistake, he thought it was me a day, and I'm not thinking it was much more, and it's a problem that you shouldn't do. So that's why the many years not being established with precious yet. Some people think the many years that you have to be tied up with a plain ring. Now I don't have any designs, I don't have any words, it's not an hesitation, really didn't say that. They didn't say that. They just need to off on the thing. You're not supposed to use a precious gem. If you do so, because it may turn out to be a lack of sleep on top. The Kala thinks it would work so much more than it didn't work more.
No one
with a ring,
some ring written on it,
because
it's a fresh ring.
That's
the
story of the idea. It's a Hariat and Kodesh, it's a gallon, it's a
tuxedo.
It doesn't say that. It only says a problem if it's a precious gem, which a person may make a tremendous mistake in assessing what the value is. The thing is worth thousands and it's worth anything.
When you do business, let's say in general, with coin, you have to tell them that I'm charging you so much, you may be able to get it for less than $1.
But you're not going to tell them that you can get it for less. But you know, I'm not
overcharged.
But the question is,
what's the
overcharge? Is it clear that there's a
going
rate? No, there's a shot in the rush. The rush has a stomach pocket, which still is on it, because that's considered, within the same range, it's considered the identical price. Or maybe not, pocket, which still is also an adhera, to charge more than the going rate, which is one rate. It's also an intro of the law, but the chacham in that rate still stands penalty. It's declared that it's legal to the people. The Rosh Hashanah is talking about that. The Shulchan Aruch Kol said, stop it. The Ishmael is tapping in the Chavar. And everyone said, no, Hashanah, the Kol said, Rosh, and Bob is here, Tarek HaZom. The Ishmael is tapping, but if you tell the Chavar to be Ma'an, if Bob is in Shtut, because it's considered the right price, or no, tell the Chavar to be Ma'an, because there's no penalty. No, the Ishmael is not talking about that. I'm selling a new car. Now, if you go point out every single scratch, I have to say, I have trouble with the gears, and I have trouble with this, and the window doesn't work. And you're not pleased to point out a little like a certain. But you're not allowed to cover up on the customer. You're not allowed to polish over the scratches and to cover over the things to make believe that everything is okay. It sounds like it's an old car, and right now.
As is.
Yeah. The dealers, you're not allowed to, because you're not... Yeah.
So
you still know.
It's the buyer's business to say you have the old car.
He's taking it into the deal. He's selling the new car. He just has a car. He's nice car. I like it.
You have the old days. Well, I know some of them. One has transmission.
Are you? Yeah, the old car.
You have the old
car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the old car. You have the Those assurances that you have to be careful. Not a lot of misleading can cover over on the moment, but you're not in a place to underscore all the moment. So it says you have to let them know. It's an old car, a used car. The going rate. Right. You compare what you charge or what you pay to the going rate. So the Mishnah has in Bava Basra that there are two dinim of Aino. There's one dinim of Aino if you charge too much. And then you have a good reference to the water street. Then there's another dinim of Aino. What happens if I tell a person that this is grade A quality? It turns out that it's not grade A quality, it's inferior quality. But then the Mishnah says that also there would be a better din of Aino as well. And there there's no shir of shtut, pocket mishtut, yet mishtut. If it's already a different quality, if it's clearly a different quality, then there's always going to be a din of Aino. And then the Gemara has, and these din of Aino only apply to the council and don't apply to the council. What if it's something that's called a becker, right? It goes on and it kills everybody. It's never going to want to do any work. It's a lazy ox. You can't get it to do any work. And that's a mechachoris in Mara. So the, that's a mechachoris. That's not some amun. That's a mechachoris. Mara doesn't function at all. But if the thing does function, just it has a particular amun, so amun is considered a din of Aino. So the Mara says, what's considered mechachoris? Either if the thing absolutely doesn't function at all, the other deal doesn't go at all. Here's the automobile goes that it crashes and it has a schwach. It's schwach. So that's a boom. So boom is a thing that's going on. But if the thing mommy doesn't function at all, then it's metaphor. So what happened in Martha is if a mistake was made, the needle of the mishkol is an Indian, the mistake was a weight or a number. A company thought I'd buy a dozen eggs for a dollar. It turns out they only gave me 11 eggs for a dollar. So some this, he would have only given me 9 eggs for a dollar. That's yet an issue. Not a 1/6 but if you gave me 11 eggs instead of 12, it's pocket mishtu. So would you consider that a loss? And the Gemara says, no. That's a mistake in Indian. Supposed to get 12 and I only got 11. Yeah, that's nekachor. So let's say the person bought an acre of land. So the Gemara calls it tor. It's called nekachor. So Moshe, the person bought an acre of land in order to build a home. And it turns out that he only gave half an acre of land. But it was just called a mechachor, even though it's karka, and karka does not mean no, this is not called a no, this is called a or a mishkal, like say, a bar, 5 pounds of potatoes, comes out, there was only 4.5 pounds of potatoes, and cheese, it's not a full bar fat. But it was just that that's also called mishkal, mishkal is in there, it's weight, or measurement, or size, so that's considered tor. So what does it mean that it's tor? So what's that, Robert? So the Rishonim in Kiddushin, you're giving it a second category. I think you learned from the second category of Kiddushin. The Rambam points out this Gemara in contrast to the other Gemara. That is, let's say you buy the dozen eggs and it turns out there's only 11 eggs. You say that it's a mechachor, it's only on the 12th egg. So you paid a dollar, so you're entitled to get back 1/12 of the dollar that it gave. So you only delivered 11 eggs. You can't say I want all of my dollar back and I want to give you back the 11 eggs. The 11 eggs that you gave are good. You just listen, you need one more egg, so buy the one egg and another two. But let's say you bought karka and he plans to build a mansion and he needs 3 acres to build his mansion on. And turns out the one who gave him 2.5 acres, he won't be able to build the mansion that he wanted. So that's a mistake that the amount doesn't function at all. That's like buying the one karka to plant and then nothing will grow on that karka. So then he has the right to give back the whole karka and he has to all of his money back. That's how the amount explains it in the end of but it depends, by me, the Mishkol Minyan, it depends whether the fact that something is missing, that it's not the full amount that you have. Instead of 5 times 10, you've got 4 times 10, you say at least 4 times, it's absolutely, so you won't have the 6 times 10.
can be close to someone's office. You're going to be able to get another address. You have the right one that you back to.
So the pencil a little bit easier there. You can still use it. They won't be able to use it the same way as before. You have a right to ask for, you have a right to demand an inquiry. The baby, ask the baby baby. You can ask for the baby baby. But if it's karka, and the size of the karka is crucial, it's going to be the wrong size. You can't do that karka what you want it to do. So that's what you're going to do something. That's 3.5 minutes. Okay, then we want to tell another story. You can tell one story about the Torah, about the person who bought it. You tell another story. Ahu, once upon a time there was a man, Rama Bahu, he told the merchant, they had the dikhi in the mosque. They had the dikhi in the mosque. He was asking out loud, who has fertilized eggs? So the mark claimed there are two types of eggs. Sometimes the eggs are not fertilized by rooster at all, so you can just have the head sit on top of the eggs and create them next to you. They're not going to hatch. They're not going to tear into chicks. And sometimes they fertilize, so they will be able to turn to chicks. So he wanted to fertilize the eggs. They had the different. An egg that was fertilized by a daughter. Yavala dead is half an hour. So the wise guy merchant gave them eggs that were soft in the hour that the hen had developed by just, instead of having the zera from the zohar in her body to develop the egg, she takes in sand from the earth that she stands on into her body and that causes the egg to be developed. In other words, we've got an unfertilized egg. It's not called a non-fertilized egg, a soft in the hour egg. And later on he found out that this is an egg that's not going to hatch. Also the common Rabbani, he went to the same Rabbani for the dinner. Amnuta, Rabbani Gitaf, he make a choice from the Hoda. Make a choice, and he said he wanted a fertilized egg that can hatch. And he turned to a chicken, and they pulled him, and they gave him an egg that's left to hatch. He said, Kito, why do we bother to record this in the Gemara? How did he tell you it? You don't learn anything from this. I thought it was a bunch of this. He asked for a deal, and he gives him a sack of potatoes. That's what it's the wrong thing. Yes, an egg that was fertilized that can hatch and develop into a chicken, and an egg that's going to eat, but it's not going to develop. So you might have known, isn't it? You might have said, well, one might have said, I love you, Kabbalah. Maybe the fellow's really interested in eating the egg. The only reason why he wanted a fertilized egg behind the comet is this, well, why did he want one that was fertilized with a male, with a rooster, shum, name on say, it's going to be juicier, oilier, or whatever, fatter. And the mind of the mineral and the egg, and banging, if that would have been a desire, it would be a assignment. But then he would only have the right to get in. Look, I wanted a dozen eggs, fat eggs, jumbo eggs. And now since he gave me eggs that were stocked in the hour, they were not fertilized, so they're worth less, I want a partial refund. A much more on, not only is entitled to the partial refund. So you can say that I wanted the eggs in order to have sales. In order to develop chicks that he wants all this money. Okay. So far, now getting back to the statement. Rabbuna quoted the name of Rav on the previous Zohar that based on the Yotam Nisra, when the hen lays the egg, then it's a marriage. We didn't know exactly where he's writing. Now, so at least now we have 8 shots. We have 8 shots. Maybe that's not what Rav said. And maybe that the facts are not true. The shot that we have so far that we're functioning with is that Rav meant to say that an egg will only, and a fertilized egg, fertilized by Yusuf, an egg will only hatch, provided that the hen lays the egg while it's still alive. If you check the hen and then you remove the egg later, that egg will never hatch. That's what the Gemara is suggesting there. And that is what in the first 5 lines. When you boy it, Amon, if you want, you can say that Rav never said that at all. We're not too sure what Rav said. We didn't clarify. My Yitzhak Enigma. What exactly did Rav need to say in Yitzhak Enigma that the base is only completed when it comes out of the hen? And you see us, Rupa Enigma. If the hen just like you have it in by Adam, if that woman gives birth to a baby, some other person, the baby is born. At what moment do you consider the baby born? Because Allah says, it's either Yotza Rosho or Yotza Ruba. If the baby is normal, the baby comes out of the head first. If it's Yotza Rosho, that's already called labor. And then it says, coming up, Yotza Rosho doesn't even mean the whole head. It just means the padaka. If the head starts coming out, this is part over here. So, with the back of the head. So when the padaka is going to come out, that's the whole bulk of that. So when the padaka comes out, that's called yogur, even though the rest of the baby is inside. Or what happens if the baby starts coming out the other way, with the legs first, and then when it's yata rubo, I say rubo kapula, so then the baby is considered yogur. So might not come in whether the baby is called yogur or not, the baby's going to be born. It's going to take another 10 minutes. And Might not feel that a baby is born now, or the baby is considered born that. If the Shabbos is off, that if it's big, if the baby is born on Shabbos, then the baby is going to be there. The next Shabbos, the Shabbos is there, the baby is not born on Shabbos. Or if the baby is born on Erev Shabbos, on the third Shabbos. You have to determine when was Losho or Rubo Nova. And the same thing by the Ayus also. The Ayus is there to a lot. So the blood of the Ayus is considered the Omer, but indeed the Yotze Rosho. And Yotze Rubo is the same thing. The Yotze Rosho of the Ayus of the blood is called Yomer. The Yotze Rubo is called Yomer. Might not be in it. Might not be in it. What the difference is, no good move on Shabbos to the...
Right,
you want to have a parasim? Okay, there's one Nafinina. Mishnah has another Nafinina. That's one. Mishnah has another Nafinina. It is that, let's say that the Ayin is pregnant with twins. And it's giving birth for the first time. So that's a reference. So the first one that's born, if it's a Zohar, is going to have Kedushas before the Ayin is pregnant. So let's say one day it starts to stick its, one blood, one Uber starts to stick its way out, and then it goes back in, and then the other one comes out. So which one is considered up within Yogur? Yep. So you have to determine which one was Novak first. So just because part of the Tenna doesn't mean anything else. It depends on Rosho, the Rubo. But the Mishnah has a full name on Sasha, other not Kimina. Let's say it's a bit of Ben Zakur. If I shaft the mother, we had it on a previous level. Inside, the Nehoein, inside the womb of the Behemoth is Uber. So the Uber needs to receive this thing. What happens if the Uber was no lot already and then it pushes its way back into the mother's body? If you have the Rosho or Rosho Rubo, even though it goes back in, the entire Uber is considered no lot already and it's not needs to receive this thing. But let's say only a leg stuck out. So then the rest of the Uber that's inside the mother's body is Nisa Vishkutazim. On that leg, you're not going to need Nisa Vishkutazim. Even if the leg was pulled back in. No. And even if the leg was pulled back in, and then I shaft the mother, that leg will never be Nisa Vishkutazim. Even if I shaft the Uber itself, if it's born, it won't be Nisa Vishkutazim. Because the whole blood is already yourself. You can't shaft the neck of the blood, that it should be Chal on the leg. The Mishnah says in Chumash, the Eman Tasha, it says, Lad, if the Uber was no better than the Rosho, the Uber was either Rosho. Well, Uber then is considered Yogur. Chicken is this, it's liquid. So when you say Ruba Kukula, when you say Ruba Kukula, we say no, then you need Kula. But the Gemara says that two versions. Maybe that's what Lao was driving at. We don't know exactly what he's talking about. Boy, he's saying what Lao has on the first one, Mike. Lying is because the Nigma, maybe what he used to say is in the Tiat Ruba Nigma, that I say Ruba Kukula, but later I say that the egg was Nova. Might not be meaning. The original thing of Shiva Pyam and Tapasima by Oikis. By the way, So it's not Nisra, nor does it go Yom. So Ruba Kukula is called Nova, based on the Nova Nehra Shabbat. What do you say, no? But the Bizna Allah, Ruba Kukula is by the late of an egg. It's called the Bezna Shinov, the Bishab. So the Ebon claims Bezna Shinov, the Ruba Nehra Yom. The Chosna went back in, and then it came out on Yom. And whatever we all will be Yom to it. Okay. Also? Okay, not so far. Okay. The first, that is what I just wanted to suggest, maybe that's where Rob is driving at. They said he means Tiyasa Nigharov. He didn't say a full sentence about it. So they guess in the name, but he meant what? And you see Asruba Nigharov, as you say, Ruba Kukula by Nigharov. And he could be Amar, another version has this, Pum Faker, find Tiyasa Nigharov, you see Asruba Nigharov. That by leg is not the same as Nigharov of a Bain, and not the same as Nigharov by an Adam. And he sees Kula and Amaru, but no, it's about cooking the Rabbi Yezman. To say just to be better on Yezman, Yezman says that, if you have to move on the air of the answer, it's not on the air of the answer, it's the one have a dinner based on the air of the answer. And Rav disagrees and he says, no, based on the answer, it's not. And he sees Kula, answer the Kula. That's a big issue in our friend, is this comparison that we make between Yotso Rosho or Ruba by Ben, Yotso Rosho or Ruba by Adam. Yotso Rosho or Ruba by Adam, Yotso Rosho from where? Where did it go out from?
Not to the Yotso.
Yeah, not to the Yotso, but what is it from the Baka? The some place in the service. To the head, let's get a head. A normal baby has those heads first. So Yotze Rosho, Yotze Padakha. The whole head went out, the whole Padakha. Somehow Roba Padakha, we used to call it Padakha. The whole forehead down to the eyebrows already came out. From where? Before Shabbat. Some of them say, where did it go? Sometimes it takes, sometimes the labor takes a while, the baby in the middle. So don't go so far. That means Yotze HaPadakha from the service, even though it's still inside the book of Isha. But he says, no, Yotza Rosho, from that part of the woman's body, in front of the third Begufa, the vagina. So the head already came out from Begufa Isha, the Aga Ha'ilam? Oh no, even if the head is not Yotza Aga Ha'ilam, the baby said it's still in the dark. But the doctor can see that it's Yotza HaPadakha from the service, that's called the Shinai. The Shinai of the Gemara is only used in with respect to the neck of Harei and respect to the serving Badisha, because there's a muscle that's in the center of the chest that's called Shinai, like the feet go around in the chest. So the Gemara calls the servant Shinai. That's a big machlokes in our training. A very big machlokes in our training. Sometimes it's a deal of halacha. Punk the baby was Yotza Rosho from the cervix before Shkia and Friday afternoon on Shabbat, and then right before Shkia. And then it takes a while, sometimes it's a complication, it takes a while till it's Yotza Harosh Nachut. Or sometimes the taste comes up, rarely, but some, right around 3 years ago, and she was, one of the Rabbanim was discussed in this time. And then he told me where to look, and he told me that, the baby was Yotza Rosho, Yotza Roha Padaka, as we put to his cervix, and then the doctors had to make a cesarean to finish the delivery. But they didn't want to leave it the way it was. They didn't want the baby to be born like that. They thought that it would be a sarcana for the baby, for the mother. So how to make this cesarean? So does that baby have a cesarean up there? No, no. It was a good thing to be done with Shanti. Was that considered natural labor? But just the Rosho, but just the Rosho from the service, it wasn't just the Rosho out of our room. The head is a tiny little head, my baby. So the whole rest is still inside the group for eight. I think we're all home. That has to be Yotze Rosho Ba'al. There's one opinion in the Rishonim, they quote from the Baal HaRochas Gedolah, that he says neither of these. He says not Yotze Rosho, not from the cervix, and not Yotze Rosho from the Ba'al HaRochas. He has got a funny sheet that he makes the Bahad, Baal HaRochas Gedolah, makes the statement that sometimes a baby is born on Shabbat, and the big deal is today. Today is Shabbat, the baby is born today, and you do it with a minute after the baby is born. How can it be? It's a meal of his mother, because I'll begin the baby was born last Shabbat. I mean, I'll begin the baby was born last Shabbat. The baby only came out today. So he says, inside the mother's body, there's a certain point where normally the womb goes down to that point. Then, when the woman is holding by the end of the pregnancy, so the baby drops. So the womb extends itself and it goes on further. So when it's Yotze Rosho, that point where the womb used to be, that's Yotze Rosho. There's no love. So if the women, to the Bahasas, if the women, can, I don't know what kind of genius women they are. So but the midwife, the viper, who looking at your letter every couple of days, they can determine that it was Yotze Rosho, Yotze Rosho from where the bottom of the womb used to be. is Yad HaRosh, even though it wasn't Yad HaRosh Chutzpah Shinayim at all, until today, it's considered Molad last week, and that this Mila is the Mila of Zmanah today, the day that it's born. We don't like to talk about the faith against the Torah. He says that that's called Mila.
How can that be Mila? Based on why?
Whether the definition of Yom Tovosha is Chutzle Shinayin, outside of the service, or the definition of Yom Tovosha is not Chutzle Shinayin, but rather Chutzle Gufayin, Yom Tovosha Mavar Oilam. Let's see the Gemara. Gufo, the Gemara quotes the previous verse, the Shekh, the Tanakh, the Gemara, 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 the Tanakh, if the base is Gemura, whatever that means, then the fire. Whatever that means, those are the three different opinions that the Shach took from the back of the Yeruday. The Shach has an Alichis in the Yeruday, and Simon says Zion, that's the first thing in the Bosch Bechol, he has an Alichis, and he says Kiruk, and he says to Ha'oruk. He wrote a long Gemur on the tour, that's called the Shach Oruk, and he spoke a longer Alichis of that is. But the Gemur means Chel Mon, all it has is the Yoke is completed, Chalmon Bichalbon has the albumin, whatever you call it, the white part around the yolk also, or even has the Kripa Kasha, and has the hard shell around it. Rabbi Yankee disagrees with the Tanakhami, he says that when the base converts, become part of it, when it is no longer considered flesh, the body will choose not to. If the base is still attached with blood vessels to the hand, then it's still considered flesh. When it's no longer attached to the body of them, then ash doesn't become part of it. It's the fourth sheet. Yes, we can already have a price, and we don't know exactly which sheet it does the correspond. Man, Tan Lahan, Tan Lahan, Bon Lahan, whose opinion is represented? The following price, the Rig is in, but we had this week in the Parsha and Kumish. If you touch a mate or don't, if you touch a human body, then it becomes a body of the world. If you touch a mate like Behemo, a dead Behemo that didn't have sheet, a dead elephant, a dead horse, a dead So the Mishnah says it depends if it's Nigel, but it's from if it's a dead eagle or dead any other bird that could non-kosher bird, it's not Mishnah at all, no thing at all. So the lower the Madrega was, while it was Mishnahim, so the left foot is going to have after the dog. And the higher the Madrega was Mishnahim, then the more foot is going to have after the dog. If it's a Nigel, but it's Tahor, then it has a little bit of a tumor. What degree of tumor does it have? The Rashi Chumash quotes from Parsha Tanor. It only has little. It says, so on the sound of the when you swallow, you can touch it all you want, there's not the time. You can carry it all you want, there's no matter, there's no matter, there's no over, it's only the sound of the Achila. When you swallow it, little. It says, so on the sound of the when you swallow. That's the Shaila, Rabbi Yitzchak Engel has the first treatment in the state of Atman Garaita. Rabbi Yitzchak Engel, Rabbi Tilka says that there are 22 essays. And the Alephay has 22 letters in. That he called to say, sir, ask when they arrive, Oisiyah Tatarit, the very written in the holidays, and the 22 Oisiyahs, and the holidays, and they say, there are 22 Oisiyahs. the first essay is now segment is in the face, all the way till the end of the elevator. The first essay that he has here is on the nature of this din. What kind of a din is it? Is it a din of Magen? It's only the time that the Nidlo says Torah, it's only the time that the Mago, only on the throat, when you swallow, you touch it, you hand it, you know, it's not the time. Or is it, no, it's a din of Mago. It's not a din of Mago, it's a din of Mago, but it's only the time of the Mago, it's on the throat, if you carry it from the hand not. Or maybe it's Nugansi, it's a Mago no Mago, it's a din of Achilo. Might not be in the Greater, it's in the Greater, and so he explains about Isis, and the first thing that I would say here, this is famous in the name of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his days of the Kitzur, the short portion. Has everything that Rav Chaim had was 10 times as much. But this is with more riots and more nafkinim. You're not nafkinim. What nafkinim will be, what if the person swallows a chassi zayit as Nidlo says Tohor, and then he pauses for a minute, and he swallows another chassi zayit. This is the Tumat Achila, the Achila as Nidlo says Tohor, the Tamek, the Rizimim. If he had a chassi zayit within 30 Achila's class of the previous chassi zayit, like I master, then it's absurd that he pauses a little bit, but the eighth is the diet, seventh is the actual class. Within a minute or two or three, then it's absurd. But if it's the tumor of Magar, tumor of Master, let's see, I'll catch a chassi zayis of Brother Tom, then I'll catch another chassi zayis of another Tom. But each one didn't have a kashir, a star. If I put the two trees, one inside the other, one inside the other, one inside the other, then I'll catch the top, so I catch the kazai. But if I catch the zera hazera, then it won't be the truth. This is Magar, the base of the year. And it won't be disturbed with the other. If it's not, then it won't be disturbed. But if it's Achila, then it will be disturbed. And what type of it is, then it points out, okay, it's the same as Rakhine points out. It's an Achila, it's not Tanoi. It's not so obvious. The Tanoi will argue, what is it a third Kahane, what is it a Gemara and Drakha? That's why it's a Kuj, to put the two together, that they realize that it's an Achila, it's not. Then the other side is, it's Mago and Mago, it's also going to have an Achila. What if the person takes the Nidlot and says, oh, yes, it up in a piece of paper, or wraps it up in a capsule, or the guy wraps it up, and he swallows it. If this position in Tame is Achila, then it's not called Achila. If the food is wrapped up in an unedible, it depends what he wraps it up in. If you have, like, you made holy chips from the Nidlot, from the Nidlot place forward, the person made holy chips and he covered over the chicken, with cabbage. So if you wrapped around meat with something that's edible and you swallow it the way it is, so since you did an achila, that's called zera achila. Since you did an achila on the cabbage, it's considered an achila on the food that's inside the cabbage. So even though the food inside the cabbage doesn't touch the food part. But if you wrap it up in paper, and the paper is non-edible, you wrap it up in a capsule or something, and a capsule or the wrapping is a non-edible item, and there's not called, there's no Ma'at Achila on that, then even on what's inside, you can go on here, it's not called a Ma'at Achila. So what if the person would wrap up the Nidlo Tesor and swallow? So what did he wrap it up in? Did he wrap it up in Oichel? That's Roy Ma'atila, did he wrap it up in non-Oichel? If in the Tame is Achila, then it would depend what the wrapping is. If in the Tame is Ma'at, it wouldn't matter what you wrapped it up in, see, there's no Ma'at, it's not touching the drawer. But if the Tume is Ma'atil, then again, it wouldn't make any difference what's wrapped up there. It wouldn't be matzah, because at the time, matzah is, even if I'm wearing gloves and I carry the gavur tomei, it isn't so much matzah. Even if it's wrapped up in a non-edible paper, or non-edible capsule, it looks in the time. So this is a big deal in Yishayim. Okay, it's a thing called crossed over sword. So this rank is something like this that's a very funny dish. It's unusual, you know, Nidlo says so on the Tami Abeisabriya. Nidlo says Tomei is also Bachila, but it's not the Tami. You're not allowed to eat the Nizelus from an eagle. On the Nizelus is many non-kosher birds. But if you eat it, it doesn't bring you any Tumei. It doesn't cause you any Tumei. You did an Aveil, you did an Allah. So you ate the Nizelus and you ate another Tomei. It's a double Aveil. First of all, you eat an Aveil. You can't shech an eagle even if you try. You can't shech an elephant. You can't shech a horse and elephant. Your sheep is not cow. If the person eats he shot an elephant, he violates the double of it. Number one, he ate from his tome, it's a Danish mayor. Number two, he ate from there, it's a double of it. But the same thing, if you eat from his tome, Nidlo says something, you violated the double of it. You ate from Nidlo, and number two, he ate from his tome. But it wouldn't be the tome of you. If he ate Nidlo, then it's tome.
He's a holy, he's a holy, he's a holy.
Okay, so you got to think about the zenith. The Gemara has a lot of zenith. Some of you might say that any is a halalit. I don't think that some of you should say that any is a halalit. That is, you don't get malchus for the avera of zenith. Some of you wouldn't get malchus for the avera of the zera. There would be an issa though. You know, zenith is a halalit, the difference is you don't get twice malchus, but an avera there is. So the Gemara wants to know, oichol is an abonim, you have a bright star. Oichol nizma says so. A person eats the yitla, says so, and swallows the desire of his. When does it make him come? If the bright is there to be sent. If he eats an asherol shall taste him. If he eats the egg. In other words, you have a hen, and you never shepherd the hen. The hen died a natural death, so you made the hen into a veilet. You shepherded him properly. You make the hen into an avail. And then eat the eggs that were found inside the body of the hen. So the eggs are not, they saw the maximum. So the hen is not flashing. The eggs are not flashing. It's not even kibotra. So you eat the eggs, that's not considered like eating from the nibla saitar. So they won't cause you any tumor. Or if you eat minwa tumor. A person eats a bone. The head then is not even kibotra. So if you eat a tumor from a dead, I buy a chicken and the egg too. If I eat the flesh of the chicken, I get enough air to eating it, and it's metamidate, because I've never had a good chicken. But if I take off all the flesh and I just eat the bone, because you think, if I eat the marach inside the bone, as you see, it's a moyach, moyach is even kibosah, that's mamish bosah. So if I eat the guy's of marach, the guy's of moyach, and the pepper, I think that's mamish bosah. But if I don't eat the moyach inside, I just take bones and I grind them up and I eat, the bones are not even kibosah, but in our third, there's no issue at all to eat bones from the face of animals. And that's what I'm going to get an issue with the Rabbanah past me. So Shabbat is an issue with the Rabbanah. So if you eat the price, it says if you eat the basin of the Nidwa says Torah. Eat the Atom, if you eat the Gidim. The Allah says that ain't the Gidim the Asian town, the sinews, they're all together, the different limbs, the different bones of the chicken. So the Gidim is ain't the Gidim the Asian town, even if it does not have a big brother. Or brother, should this was from Achai. Let's say I have a hand. While a hen was alive, a hen, a rooster, whatever, have a kosher chicken. While the chicken was alive, somebody ripped through a piece of flesh. Vosos and nipples from Achai, you ripped through a piece of flesh from the animal while it's alive, and you ate that, so that's not called nipples, it's not a nipple. Vosos and Achai, that's the same thing as a nipple. It's a different nipple. You're not ready to vosos and Achai. It's a thing you're not ready to eat. Eber and Achai, that's one thought. Eber and Achai, Eber is defined as vosos and nipples from them. So they eat a cook, they eat a figula that has a bone, and it has a little flesh on it, butter, and it has a gibbon, it has at least one gib, one sinew on it, but that's defined as an egg. Butter and I need to just dip off a little flesh, besides eating without a stomach. So that's called butter and that's a different eating. So the writer tells us that if you eat butter and then a thigh, of a chicken that's not the same as the nipple of that stuff. Not an instant of it, it's a different egg. So that's then the person who ate that is told. He's only had the 2 months. Hagouf of eating nibbles like Torah if he ate from the popcorn of the nevela. So if he's given a summer's basin that's not in a kibosa, or if he's brought up but it's not the time of day, it's brought up to nibbles from Achai, he lifts up while the chicken was alive, that's not called the nibbles. It's learned out from a different process. It's learned out in Machlech Tadech and Eshlokish in the end of Perek Yid Anashe, which part is it learned out from? So Eshlokish also is learned out from the same part of his cave in Achai. We don't pass them like this, we pass like a different, that's learned up in the process of both of a sort of trade for Lozakhel. It's a mixed trade for. And that's what the trade for both of a sort of trade for Lozakhel includes 5 different intuitions that are very different from each other, very unrelated. So one of them is both of the Nakat. That's what the Rishayim of the Yer Kakash and the Ramam. The Ramam says that the Neinoya only have Shevet Mitzvot. And one of the Shevet Mitzvot in America is that they're forbidden to eat Eivon Akai. So the Ramam Shrat Akhi is that if the Neinoya and the Ramam are also forbidden to eat, that's the Manakai. So the Rishayim of the Yer, and they quote the Shani, Tanya is the Kakash and the Babi Kakash, but they aren't Bami Rishayim. That since we talk about Rabbi Yechanan, that the Yisrael of Bosn and Achai is based on Shreiko, and the Neinoya have the Midi to eat Shreiko. They're only forbidden to eat Bosn and Achai. So why should they be forbidden to eat Bosn and Achai? It doesn't make any sense. That's the Rachel and Kol, the Shani, the Zayin Gefet, the Ayin and Akash.
The
Bosn and Achai is here. Aver is defined as what the Gizim are from. Let's say on the finger, this part is called an Aver, this is an Aver. When you figure out the Ramachi one, so the Mishnah in Ahava says this is one Aver, second Aver, third Aver, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Every time that you have what the Gizim are from, it's every cone that has Gizim. and has Basra, then it's called an Ayah. That means the writer leaves that what does it need an Ayah and an Achai from the Shia. What if you lift off a whole flickle from the white chicken and you eat that? What does it say? It says, huh?
An animal is
foul. That's a person. That's a
person.
What's the genus tumor? If you eat a kajayi from mid-life bank star, so it isn't a time of year. The person of tumor is a time of year. If you eat a kajayi, if you eat a kajayi from brotha min hakai, it's a star, it's not a time. Brotha min hakai is not the same as mid-life. It's not cultivated. What if you eat Eva Menachah? It doesn't say. So this is what Panagaj has in the state of Zecha Yitzchak. He says in the fact that it only says if you eat Bas Menachah, it doesn't say the same should be Eva Menachah, it's so far, but it appears that from this right that if you eat Eva Menachah of the Oit Tahor, you will be summoned. It will be the summoned. How come? Because the deal is that whenever you have an Eva Minhakai, it has the same status as the, of Tuna, as if the person, as if the thing would have been in the Vela. Marshall, a human being dies in a natural death. If he said he had a Tuma on snake, the time of the Maka and the Maka go, oh, oh. But if the Benayah, and not who dies is the time of the Maka and the Maka, he doesn't have a Tuma, he has a Tuma and the Maka. So what if instead of the person dying, they empty tail of the figure? They empty tail of the leg for some reason or another. Had to cut off the whole Eva. But the Rambam quotes in the Gemara there. There's two Gemara lines out from that not only is a Meis Mitam Eivim Nagam and Masa Bo'ohel, and Eivim and Achai has the same exact same status as a Meis, that has the same thing as a Meis. Eivim and Achai both from the time of Nagam and Masa Bo'ohel. That's why it says that if someone had to have an operation, they had to amputate an Eivim and Achai, so the proper thing is to dispose of it, to bury it, because Kohanim are moving up in the time it's amazing, and he says, "Tumas Kohanim apply water to Eiv Menachai." So Eiv Menachai is even to me. So he says that even if the coin is the coin's finger was cut off, had to cut off the finger of the coin, had to cut off a leg, let's say, so the coin is forbidden not only to the time to other nations, it's forbidden to the time to himself as a nation. And if he's dead, so how can it be, how can he have a nation? If he's alive, how can he be a nation? So the claim say no, they had to amputate an Aver, had to cut off a little part of the finger. So he's still alive and continues to say, even in the Balmul, but the Balmul is also forbidden to be in the time of the night. Only a Cholo, Cholo means empty, vacuum, not Kedusha Tum at all. But the Balmul, even though he cannot do Avodah Sakrabanah, but he can eat Sakrabanah, he's been in the Kohen, he gets the first Aliyah, he still has his dinner of Kedusha Tum, he's not permitted to marry the limbs. You have to worry about limbs. You even have to worry about their own limbs. If he has an Aver amputated from himself, or he's alive, that Aver will be an atomic, and he's Muzah, he's forbidden against being atomic to his own dead body. That's how it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to bury it. You have to do it for medical purposes, so you have to bury it. You have to, but that Aver is removed, so you have to get rid of it somehow. You have to bury it, put it away somewhere. So the classical stock of the traditional stock of the Rebbeinu and all the other person is that an Eiv Menachai, there is no mitzvah of Kfura. Kfura is only when the whole person dies. There is no mitzvah of Kfura. However, the proper thing is either to bury it in an incinerator, a sakabeli somewhere, in order that Kohanim by mistake shouldn't be Yitzhani Kfura. Right, the Pashman has a Shuva, he says against the Rebbeinu. He says that an Eiv Menachai, since he's been a Kfura, you have to bury it now. You need Tom Kfura B'Karka. And it's not enough to be at the hospital to burn it in the incinerator or to bury it in the state's plot where they're burying all the organs and all of them. You're not allowed to bury it, are you strong extra on the artery? So you have to have 7 as well to get it.
I know that people sometimes, when a person dies after,
That's an old minute. That if they know where the Yevorim are, so they should put them all together in one aura. Right. Take the Medrash like that. The Medrash has like that. Put them all together. But Mitra Din, the thought came in Torah Marisha, always been from the classical traditional thought in the Sunnah, that there is no Mitzvah Gura and Lei Manachai. It says that you shouldn't hashash pakova, the Kohanim, you should dispose of the family, that it shouldn't be sitting around the hospital or around the doctor's office or around someone's home. But the Kohanim might mistake, then in the time. What if you eat Minha Eshkol shall base him? What if you eat the base that is still attached? Then I put it on the footing of the chicken, the Bnei Nayayim, when it's kishkis, of the Nivla Saitar, or Shimcha, it's not Chelev, it's gone by Chelev. Chelev usually, when you use the term Chelev, save the fat that you're not allowed to eat by the Hainan, it's called Chelev by chicken, you can eat all of that. Now, if it's not really called Chelev, everything is called Shuma, by chicken. But that's what it means. It took the schmaltz and it melted it from a chicken. The schmaltz is not misplaced. Even though I took schmaltz from a nibla, I bought chickens in the ancient, not misplaced, and I cooked the chickens, and I make schmaltz from the chickens, and I drink a kazai from the schmaltz, according to the economy. You shouldn't think that only oyfel, one who eats a kazai, but if he liquefied it, in class, I came with the drummer. If he liquefied the hamkot, needs to make it into liquid thing. The drummer, and he swallowed this, and he shouldn't say that shti is not the chlal. Akhila, the drummer has all your food and food and got cooked cross, now should be pretty much. Also,
it doesn't have to be that fat that he's liquefying fat that he's linked
to the... Also, is that would be the child if he has the diet first today, Akhila's not. That's important. As we mentioned earlier, that's the machlokes tachanim. If you eat a kazai of nivla says first, doesn't have to be the sun, doesn't have self, it's going to be clean, it would have been the time of you. But he was talking, he swallowed down the whole, he gulped down the whole kazai of chelev and kivat tachan, but he was in a liquid state, at the very good time, and the shti is the chlam achim. So it says in the safer song, it's fine. So the more wants to know, man kan, whose opinion is represented in the practice that it says in Hashoah Shal Beitim Tor? It says that if you eat the eggs that are found inside the body of the hen that's dead, that it's not the tummy, in other words, the eggs are not binom to Bostar, Rabbi Yankee, the letter of Yankee, the Rabbi Yankee, the Rabbi Yankee, the Rabbi Yankee, the Rabbi Yankee, the Tanam is taking for the Kovma that is still attached with blood vessels, the egg is still attached to the group of the hen, that's still being kibbutz, it's still going to be fresh, it won't be part of it. He was talking about Hashem shall taste means that the eggs are still attached. When you say eat and the eggs are still attached, you tar. In other words, since it's a basic, the more eggs are still attached, it's not in the kibbutz. So the more tainas, I'm like, I buy tainas, the rabbi say, how do you know? Nimai, who says that this rice is against Rabbi Yankee, still not coming from Rabbi Yankee, talking about the new Surah. Maybe Rabbi Yankee is still as long as the Rabbonah. Or if Yankee, the son is dead in the previous rite, that Kozman of the egg is still attached with blood vessels to the body of the hen, that it's still going to be a fleshy egg, and it doesn't become part of it until it's no longer, until it's totally detached from the blood vessels, maybe that's only a chumun that I've gone on, in respect to Bakr Bakr, you revert back to the Zindarai. Either the same or, but if you're arguing today, Lingu Tuma Nami Nigda, why not make the same verse that I want that the egg is gathered by the Bechoro? That calls on that the egg is still attached with Hebrew, even though the egg is completed already. But since it's still attached with the blood vessel, we treat the Rabban as being fleshy. So why not say the same Lingu Tuma Nami Nigda, let's make the same verse that I want that calls on that the egg is still attached with Hebrew Bechoro? So Abai Tain is not necessarily so. Maybe I push it to move. Maybe you're going to be mad at Kuna then, the Rabbana. Push it over the Rabbana, let not share. Maybe you have Yankee distinguishes that you want to make the Kuna the Rabbana, but Bas Bechoro. No big deal. So you declare the Yankee's being placed. But to declare that more people are going to be Sunday, maybe that they hesitated, so I didn't want to be mad at more soon. So that's what Rabbi Yosef made a comment, and I'm by Shlug Rabbi Khan. Because the Yamini Marzah, another version has it, that Rabbi Yosef said differently. Man Tane, who is the Tano who says the other line in the Brisa, the state of the Brisa, that reads, the rest of the basin, someday, the one who eats the basin that are attached, that are still attached to the group of the hen, is someday, Amar Abiyaj, Rabbi Yankee, the Yamaha, I'm going to give him, I'll do it. Adaram, not that the Brisa is against Rabbi Yankee, but first version was that I made it with the knife and the ratio of the science that is against Rabbi Yosef. The second version is that Rabbi Yosef is the knife and the state of the price that it does correspond with that. It's only Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Why? Because it says, you know, Eshko, so based, and of course that means the base in the egg that is still attached to the blood vessels to the egg. So Abai, the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef's sign is Mimai, the Eshko, man, I have to tell you the Eshko. Anyhow, the shot in the price and the state of the price of the Eshko means the eggs that are attached with blood vessels still attached to the Google of the Gerber. Zoma Eshko Gupa, yet you mean you're eating the blood vessels of the egg. Eshko so based, and doesn't necessarily mean based in that are attached to the blood vessel and you're eating the base. That means you're eating the blood vessel which attach eggs to them. The blood vessel is the other part of the group of Sanagos. Either you take that from group by the name of it. And if you read the right is telling you that you eat the blood vessels and see if you bust, of course, the blood vessels are part of the Hemphos Fakirish. So the Gemara says, no, these are the Aviyah Kufa and the Nei. The Bryce in the state says that if you eat the footprint of the dead chicken, if you eat the intestines of the dead chicken, it's the same of you, talk about the bottom, then you'll eat the mamish bottom, the footprint and the inside and the intestines. The mamish bottom, so what's the finish of the state of the Bryce in the web we decide that it's not it? Of the case, the inch is a very often. Some people don't like to eat the cooking one, some people don't enjoy eating the same night. It's a flash meal and the Bryce out of cell out, and nonetheless, this is part of the, it's an essential part of the Nibla Tahoe. So the Tama is perhaps Rahanandi, he is too with respect to the Eshkol Gufi, the blood vessels that are holding on to the base and the blood vessels, taking the kitchen away after. Since some people wouldn't want to eat it, it's the Pashina and the Bright Eye of Stella that if you eat those blood vessels, you will become a Jedi Kazan. So there's more something you can't really tell exactly what the Bright is saying. We're not sure what the Bright is. And it could be, the Kitzur, the Gemara saying, it could well be that Rav Yankov din that calls man that the base of Amor be eaten is still considered to a sheep. The eggs are not tired, maybe that's only a common view. I've gone on by Bas Mechol, the eggs wouldn't apply if they hold it still. And it goes on down to a whole new time. Son of Abami, I have a bright view that's telling us a biological fact, and also there's going to be a problem. What is the bright view telling me biology? What is it telling me? I'm a business for teaching biology. Kosher tashmisha by yom, any animal that has tashmish, not an occasion, together only in the daytime, so it will be known by yom. Mother, the baby, the one to be born in the daytime. Kosher tashmisha by yom, if you have an animal, the egg will be laid. The hen will lay the egg only by yom. Kosher tashmisha by yom, if you have an animal that only has tashmish, it's not an occasion, only has tashmish at night, but the animal will only be known by yom. If you have an animal, kosher tashmish day by yom, and balayla, and a tashmish whether in the day or the night, if such an animal can give birth, never by night or by yom. So you must throw it out. What is it? Kosher tashmish day by yom, never by yom. Which animal only has tashmish in the daytime? You can give birth? That will be first through a hen. But since the hen only has tashmish by yom, the hen will only lay the egg by yom. Kosher tashmish by balayla, an animal that only has tashmish by balayla, will only give birth by balayla, will not come late. That will be first back. That isn't balayla. It's a peaceful day and it only functions at night. The bat. Kosher tashmisha day by yom, day by laila, what animal is that? Bodom, the whole sum of it is human beings. That tashmish whether in the day or night. And all other animals that are similar to human beings. The babies are sometimes born, every day they're born in the daytime, every day they're born in the nighttime. It doesn't mean that the baby born in the daytime is assuming that this couple has tashmish by yom. It means if it's such an animal that can have tashmish by yom balah, it's the animal that baby can be born in by yom balah. So you might want to know the mind of Kimina. What is the kind of right of right? It's telling you what biology is, but what are they teaching on biology? Don't think more of a mark than the right, because of tashmish by yom, not by yom, the kind of right, so the mind of Kimina, what's the halakhic significance? The kind is not going to write a right, it's just to tell us biology. And if you can write it, tell me the following halakha. According to Dinah Shulchanot, which is the Rav Meri, Rav Rachman, that one of the Amoraim, what made a statement, the Amoraim, Rav Rachman, what's the law in the following case? Bodak, the Kona Shulchan, a Goyla, a man checks in the nest where the hand is supposed to lay here, checks in the nest in the Arab Yonkis. He took a quick look in the nest to see if there's any basin. No basin, he runs in and goes to show the next week, whatever. Well, let's talk about that. He didn't find anything. Right before, a minute before Rishkin. Well, the Maharaja in Yom Kippur in the morning, he wakes up Rishkin early in the morning before Alei Tashachar. He wakes up in the morning before I wake up shop, I must go go bake some. And finds at 4 o'clock in the morning before I wake up shop, he finds that there's an egg there in the egg, in the nest. And when did the hen lay there? In the middle of the night. He checked right before she, he didn't see any eggs. And now he finds man and shishkin, Vashkona, before Avodah Shachar, he finds that there's an egg. So he says, we'll tell him. He says, there are lois, it is not considered a Beit HaShemal in the other. Where did it come from? Beit HaMor. So, we assume that it was really there in the area of the other. And he missed it. Beit HaMor Bahamai Baba. But he looked in the area of the other and it wasn't there. So what do you tell me it wasn't? It wasn't born at night. But it wasn't born. Obviously it was born. He looked a minute before she wasn't there. He looked 4 o'clock in the middle of the night and it is there. So obviously it was born in the middle of the night. So tomorrow we have the right to assume Hamer. We have the right to assume that what? That's your job. And we assume that he didn't check properly. What if the guy squeezed up and down, he touched every part of the nest and it went away? And the Afilu and even what I brought there, even if he did check well, we have to assume, because the Brisa tells us that the hen only lays the eggs in the daytime, not in the nighttime. We have to assume Amer, but probably ask what? Yot Saruba, the Chodim Ha'avor. It's far-fetched thing must have happened. That this hen must have been mighty Uber, if I could dare him say. That there's been a group of Kula by Mega, by human beings by babies, and by Amers by babies, and the same thing applies to Jason. So it must be that that's what happened. This hen had already laid the eggs in Bogyan. So how come it wasn't there, but he checked on that? No. It laid the rubber shell of egg, and then it came back into the body of the tiny bird. And then in the middle of the night, the egg came out. But that's not called, as, even on the sea, if that's when it came out, in the middle of the night, I don't think. That's not labeled as a base of Shinobana. That's called a base of Shinobana Eridium, because rubber kukuba, okidara yerkana, just like what yerkana said. Begging the Gemara, but we know that it's not true. Amy, the other source to contradict, says, Lam Rav Yehudi Ben Sholom, Arav, he quoted the name of Rav. Well, we'll find some time ago, the mayor of the under the Lemos of Abed. If you check the minute before Shki and he saw that there's no way. Well, I'm not the Hishki and he wakes up early, early in the morning for Hashkama, 4 o'clock before I learned Hashkama, and most of Abed saw, Hasdura, common sense, and so on. Obviously, the egg was born in the middle of the night. So how come Rav looks up that the date is lost? Obviously, it is possible for a date for a hen to lay an egg in the middle of the night. Don't tell me it's absolutely impossible. It's ridiculous. Don't use my name if you can. The only time he made a statement that the egg, well, that the hen will never lay the egg at night time only, the daytime for his Pashmisha Bayom, that's only if the egg was fertilized by rooster. But the egg was not, there's no roosters around. And the egg is what we call a stock in my arrow. Then the hen can lay the egg in that. Also, Rob, they've been talking to the stock in my arrow. Rob was only talking when it was the first month by Israel. The French remark, how did the first month ever have the Ruach HaKodesh to know that this egg was fertilized by Israel? How do you know? Maybe you know. You mean you wait 21 days later to see if it's going to hatch into a chick and then you're going to know whether it's a baby or not? No, why not today? We're talking today. We want to eat it today. So how did you know that it's not a baby? Must have been noble and who's on the air of Yom. How did you know? Maybe it wasn't fertilized by Yom. So it was noble. Then we're going to break it apart. If such a thing is true, that a stop on the other hand, a non-fertilized egg could be laid by their hand in the middle of the night. Is it a very nami? How does a Mary come off to make such a statement? God, if it's not born in the middle of the night. What do you mean about that? Amon, maybe I should say, may I run south? No. And the Gemara there was talking about a thing that there is a rooster around. But there is a, and it's not, there is a zohar, Sahar Zohar, there is a zohar. Check him out, just because there's a zohar means that it's not a fertilized. Check him out, he's a zohar nami. Amon, maybe the Ara south? No. Maybe it's a non-fertilized egg, but Igmar says no. Igmar always has a notion that Shmayiru Hamidach HaChavim is doing eight from the Shafayim Kitani Bremen. That if HaChavim shouldn't be with his wife, that has to be so often like the Tani Bremen. Why like the Tani Bremen? So Igmar says, here now. Why? Because Omar Adim is a miracle, hey? Because Omar, Lord, he stopped when they are, never did the rooster around, anywhere nearby, the eggs will badai be fertilized. Because the Tani Bremen, the rooster is always with the hen. Whenever there's a zohar around, it'll gotta be fertile. Bring him up, yat kama, put it around. Around in the same bedroom, around in the same barn, around down the block. How close does it have to be? That's a husband. What do you mean around? How close does the roots have to be? The Atam, or how close? Does the Gemara is very far away. This they only have time to Shabbai or the Balai is quite outside, so if the hand can hear the roots are growing at night when it's quiet, even though it's a couple of blocks away, then they're going to run, they're going to meet each other, and it's going to be a fertilized egg. In such a case, it's going to be a fertilized egg. It will never be, the hen will never lay the egg in the middle of the night. And they must prepare for the Shama Kole, the Imamo. For the Shama Kole, the Imamo. Again, since the hen only has Tashi Sayom, not Bamayom. Since the hen only has Tashi Sayom, in the daytime it's warm already. It's going to be less of a distance. If the roof is so close that the hen can hear it scream, in the daytime, then you're going to get together. But it might give you that. One of the Amorites asked, well, look like a sheep and puppy in 60 houses down the block. They assumed that it was Zadai, a fertilizer. So the Amorites have to give you more rules and regulations when you have the right to assume that that the egg was fertilizing or not. The Tereshach and Parshas B'chukai Tzai are the creatures of this between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. And the Tereshach that's mentioned in the end of Chumash Tzvah and Parshas itself is again a creature of this. And it says there, Eilat Yirat Riz, these are the words of the creatures of this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with many Yisrael, the Aris Mayah, the Var Avit HaShikor HaSit and HaKadosh. Over and above the creatures of this, the covenant that was made at Har Sinai, that's the creation of Jesus and the Tereshach and the Bukhota. It's interesting, what do you mean the second creation of Jesus? If there really was a creation of Jesus, there really was a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people that had seen that, so what was the need for the second creation of Jesus? But the Sabbath doesn't say why it was necessary. But in the beginning of the Sabbath, the very next setting, right after the Sabbath, it says why you needed this additional creation of Jesus. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, you can't relax on the other side of the Tabitha, just with all of us. No, it's Tia, Tashiesh, and Tol. They can show you not to tell only how you are. So Rashi HaKumbish, at the beginning of the Sabbath, of course, in the Baruch Shavuot, that the second creation of Jesus was binding the Doros of Stephen Lover. Even the future generations who will be born to the Jewish people will also be included in the creation of Jesus. The first Jesus in the Chukai, the family only applied to those who were present at that time and didn't bind the future generations. I'll show you anything. The second creation of Jesus, that bound the Doros of one more place. Why was there such a difference? Apparently the first creation of Jesus was made Taker High Sinai, but there was not yet the full concept of falling to us. There were only a Hebrew. So that's why the first creation series is written by Russian Rabbi. Everything is by Russian Rabbi. The first I say Leichu, this is first I teach Leichu, Vahash Yisem, Mishnei Chem. Everything is by Russian Rabbi. Vahachalchem, Vahachmachem, Vishachem, Vahachem, everything is by Russian Rabbi. You mentioned last week, that there are two parshiyot of Sphere Atonement, one is in Amor and one is in the A. When it says, Sphatem Lachem, then we say, Gozan Kol Yachazach, and it says, Shishu Sitzvah Lach, Mashiach, and Gozan of Klal Yisrael as one unit, and we say that there's Nagol, have the Kan Sphere as representing Klal Yisrael. Here also, the Berchachem Chukai Tzai, every single part of the existence of Moshe Rabin, is speaking to each and every individual Yachaz, the Terence Yachaz, not the Terence people. Because of all, I've seen I, the beginning, the roots of the spirit of Kravitzor began, but the concept of Kravitzor didn't complete itself until they crossed over the Yardin. The second creation series that Moshe Rabbeinu made at Aris Moyav wasn't yet completed by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was completed when the Shul Benun crossed over the Yardin. He made the creation series at Aris Maharevo. That was the Gemara of the second creation series that Moshe Rabbeinu made. When he crossed over the Yardin, then there was the full spirit of the Rubai Yisrael. When you have a spirit of Kravitzor, included in Kali Yisrael are the past, the present, and all the future generations to come. So that second creation of Jesus, every single person is missing the Lashon Yachid, not the Lashon Rabbim. Because, this is not a Jesus that's made with individual people. This is for all the Doros HaSidim Lo, because this Jesus is the Kali Yisrael as a nation, and the nation includes all the Doros HaSidim Lo. That's exactly where there's a difference. That's part of the need for the second creation of Jesus. That's part of the difference.